Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I come to before you today on the program, I want to talk about something that, well, every Christian has this. And what is it that every Christian has? Every Christian has an enemy. Now, you will deceive yourself. You will find yourself being frustrated if you think that you can go through this life loving Jesus and living for Him and having the world to love you. Now, just think about that statement. Think about that attempt. Going through the world, loving Jesus, living for Him, and having the world to like you. Now, go back. Think back. What happened to the Lord Jesus? Well, they rejected Him. Now, they praised Him. The day before they said, crucify Him, He goes in and, Hosanna! They were saying, they threw all of the accolades upon Him, praising Him, and then the mad crowd, crucify Him, crucify Him! Let His blood be on us and on our children. And they said, not this man, but Barabbas. Now, Barabbas was a robber. Now, what evil had the Lord Jesus done? What sin had He committed? What home had He broken up? What business had He ruined or violated? Now, of course, He broke up the money changer's work, but of course, God's program takes precedence over any worldly program. He had not destroyed anybody's life. He saved sinners. He brought people out of bondage. And yet they said, not this man, but Barabbas. Barabbas being a man of insurrection, a lawless one, representing the lawless one, Satan. And they wanted someone like themselves. We have no king but Caesar. And when you and I live like the Lord, you will find similar responses said and similar reactions to you as He had. He'd done no sin, and yet they rejected Him wholeheartedly. So what does that tell you and me? Now listen, it is not our place to go through this life and find a sleeping lion and to go and stomp on his toe and say, oh, y'all please pray for me. I'm being persecuted. There's this lion that's biting me. Well, you don't pick a fight like that. The way that we pick our fights is we proclaim Christ. We turn on the light. We declare the gospel. We tell the world that salvation is in a person and that there is no salvation for anyone who is outside of Christ. And if they get upset with that, then so be it. We tell them that all the religions of the world are the religions of the world, and that's all they can do is help you in the world. But they won't get you out of this world before God and have you in right standing with Him. They'll just be some work you've done in this world. And we declare that truth. That's what the Lord Jesus said. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. They rejected the Lord Jesus. He had broken no law. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And yet they hated Him. Now, what do you think is going to happen when you live like the Lord Jesus, you live for Him in this world? They're going to treat you exactly like that. So don't be surprised. Don't be alarmed. It is not our goal to get people to like us. It's our goal to point people to Christ. That's what your ministry is, pointing people to Christ, the Savior of the world. Father, we ask again for your power, pleading the blood. Fill me with thy Holy Spirit, that I may minister thy word unto all who have tuned in today. For Jesus' sake I pray, amen. In the Gospel according to John, again, we are in chapter 15. And the Lord has said this statement, "But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled, that is written, in their law they hated me without a cause." Now, the world did hate the Lord Jesus. The Jew did hate the Lord Jesus. And it was written in the Psalms, Psalm 35:19. This is what the psalmist has written about 1,000 years before the Lord Jesus quoted these words. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. So they did hate him without a cause. And then in Psalm 69:4, they that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. So he is telling them this is a fulfillment. This is the attitude that people will have concerning the Lord. They will look upon Christ like this. And they did. They hated him without a cause. As we told you before, he said, "Which of you convinceth me of sin?" And then Pilate, "Why?" They said, "Crucify him, crucify him." He said, "Why? What evil hath he done?" They didn't answer. They hated him without a cause. Now, sometimes you may feel like, "Well, I have reason to hate that person." Well, and you start listening, going down the list, and said, "Well, they got a job that I should have gotten. Or they caused me to lose something that I should have gotten. Or this one took the person that I was going to marry, and therefore I have reason to hate them. Or they caused me to get hurt. Or they caused my team to lose." And you hating people, and you feel that you have a just cause. None of those, by the way, are worth anything. You'll be ashamed if you stand before God with that on your lips and in your heart. But there are people who feel like, "I'll never speak to him again or her again." Why? "You don't know what they did to me." Well, the Lord knows. You, as though you were completely innocent. "I was really innocent. I never did anything to them." Yeah, that's what you say. You know, and see, there are people who are harboring animosity in their hearts now towards someone that doesn't even know that you exist. As I told you before, there have been times in my life people have come up to me and have said things. They're asking for my apology and asking for my forgiveness. I have no idea who they are, no what's going on. And those things happen. But you know what happens about that? I think what happens is many people get saved after, and they have hatred in their hearts for a person. And then when the Lord deals with their hearts and show them their need of salvation and the Holy Spirit of God comes into their heart, they realize that they cannot love the Lord and hate the person for whom Christ died. Or they may feel like, and you know, there are a lot of people who do this. What did that person ever do to you? "I don't like them. I was trained not to like them." Well, do you profess to know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Do you profess to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God? Do you declare that the Bible is God's book and it's your guide and you feed on it daily? Well, doesn't it condemn that attitude? Doesn't it condemn that kind of focus and situation in life? I mean, the book, if you'll read all of the Bible, you know, there are hate groups that they have hatred, and they will say they have the Bible as their source for being like that, but they don't read all of it. And they can read all of it, and they don't know the author of the book. And there have been many people who have this attitude. They say they have a cause. They have a reason. They say the cause is everything to them. What is the cause? To wipe out certain people. To make life miserable for certain people. But the Lord Jesus had done none of that. All he did was proclaim righteousness and declare that he was the Son of God, which is the truth. Now, how can you deny him his claim? You weren't there when he left heaven to become a man. You can't see into the spiritual world. You weren't there when God was talking with him. You weren't there at the foundation of the world, and yet you feel like you're going to hate him. You know something I saw again here, that there are people who say they love God and hate Jesus. No, the Lord says if you hate Jesus, you hate him. It's plain and simple. You don't love God the Father if you hate God the Son. If you hate God's Son, you hate God. Now, just look at the truthfulness of that fact. You go up to a man next door. Go to your neighbor and tell the man that you love him but you hate his son. What do you think he's going to say to you? You go to a mother and tell her, oh, I just love you so much, but I hate your children. What do you think that's going to do? How do you think she's going to feel toward you? And you think that you can hate God's son and say that you love God? Please, get off of that foolishness. If you will not receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you hate God. That's plain and simple. If you will not obey God's word, you hate God's word. That's plain and simple. The reason why you don't obey God's word, you hate God's word. And you must repent of that sin. The Lord says that they hated him without a cause. And you think you have cause to hate the Lord or hate a person. Why, you have no cause. Just look at your own life. Look at the laws of God you've broken. Just look how wicked and wretched, vile, wicked, evil, ugly sinner you are. Look how rebellious you are, and you're going to say that you hate someone. You just need to get right with God. That's the only reason. That's the answer. When that's taken care of, then you'll have a different attitude toward your neighbor. You'll have a different attitude toward yourself. See, the reason the scriptures tell us only by pride cometh contention. You're lifted up in your own pride and you want to cut down everybody else. That's the reason why you feel like you do. You're being carried along on your pride. The Lord said they hated me without a cause, and he knows. He's the one who knows the hearts of everyone, and he knows why you do what you do and why you say you've done, or he knows exactly these things, the motives, the reasons, or the reasoning behind everything you've done. He knows it. Yes, the Lord Jesus knows it. So I'm asking you, don't you think it's time that you got your heart right with the Lord? Don't you think it's time that you repented of your sin? Don't you think it's time you examine yourself in the light of God's truth to see if you really are in God's family? Don't you think it's time that you gave yourself to Christ and believe that he died for you, a sinner, and rose again from the dead and wants to be your Savior and will save you? I think it's time. I think it's time, because today is the day of salvation. Father, we do ask thee to save some soul today for Jesus' sake. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. You may write to me at 920 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville, South Carolina, zip code 29609. Until next time, may the Lord bless you.